Okay, we continue in the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Psulim Mikdashim, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Okay, we're talking about Pigol. We've talked about the three forms of Pigol. The least severe is called the Shinui Hashem, where you brought the korban either for a different owner, or it's a different korban as the one that was supposed to be. Then we have the most severe is the Shinui Zman, where you plan on either eating, sprinkling, or burning it in the wrong time. And then the one that's in between of severity is Shinui Mokum, where you want to sprinkle, burn, or eat it in the wrong place. You had the thought, even though you didn't actually do that, and we derived the Torah source. The Torah source, where it says you get kares, is specifically by the Shinui Zman. Right. That's where you get kares. Yeah. When you decided to do it, no, you didn't. You thought to do it in a different time. If it's a different place, you don't get kares.
Purposely, that was
you thought that. You thought you wanted to do it. When you did one avodah, you thought, well, okay, when it's going to be time to eat it, I'm going to eat it at the wrong time.
And that, you know what you should be thinking.
I'm going to eat it when it's after the time. It's after the time.
How can you get kares for a thought and not an action?
You don't get kares for the thought, but if you're now going to, that now becomes pigul. Yeah. Maybe I didn't explain it so well yesterday. When you have this pigul thought, now what happens to that meat? You've processed the meat. The meat is edible, so to speak. Right. If you eat the pigul, you get kares.
Oh, not just for the thought.
It's not the thought.
No.
We haven't talked about the punishments yet. But that's what the pasuk is saying. V'im yachel mibsar zevach shlamav. If you're going to eat that food, that it was been pigalized. Make a new English word. I've pigalized the korban. When I was slaughtering the korban, I said, I'm planning on this being eaten a day later than it's supposed to be eaten. Now the korban's processed. Now really, the korban should be puzzled, but we just keep processing and you eat it.
So
you get kares.
What about the guy who's brought the korban?
He's just
Mark. He's just a.
It's not valid.
No, but it doesn't affect him in terms of his sin.
He shouldn't have done it. You've
invalid. But he doesn't get kares.
What if a person whose tummy does the avoda? That's a good example. A person with a baal mum does the avoda.
But like,
it's possible.
The guy who brought the korban, he doesn't even know that the kohen has this.
Howard, I don't want to get into all the collateral issues over here. We can never get beyond this point here. I don't want to get to the collateral issues.
But if you don't eat it,
let's just understand
what punishment?
The korban is possible.
Right.
Yes. It's possible and pigul. That means a korban will not be effective, cannot help the person.
Another korban
has to be. Again, if a person has a mum and does the avodah, does he get punished for it? No. If a person has a pigul thought, he does not get punished for it. He's made the korban puzzle. That's got a lot of. That's not a good thing. You know, what if I, you know, what if I mix meat and milk? Well, I messed it up. You know, right?
What about the unsuspecting guy who gave the money to
doesn't
the...
Doesn't matter.
The
that's a whole different... That's a Choshen Mishpat aspect. And I don't want to go on Choshen Mishpat now. That's a monetary issue. I'm not interested. That's not what we're learning.
So he doesn't get kares.
We're not... How can you give that guy kares? The only person gets kares who eats the pigul meat.
Oh, and
the... Eats the pigul meat.
But the kohen...
One more time.
Got it. Okay.
The only kares is what?
What?
Eats the pigul meat.
I forgot that the other guy doesn't.
Okay, that's it. Anyone who knows that it's a pigulized animal and you eat it, you get kares.
That's it.
That's the point. All right, let's move on now. Gimel. So now we're going to just discuss how thinking is versus in contrast to a physical act. Now he's going to talk about some things that are going to be no gay another perk. I'm not going to want to develop that idea, but let's just stick to the main points. Avol korban shelo nifsata machshavto. But what about a korban? It's not rendered apostle because of a thought, but you did. But rather, you did something wrong. Happened. Let's say el nizrik damal mizbechakos. You sprinkled everything fine the way it's supposed to be done. But guess what happened? It's a korban. Let's say has one day and one night to be eaten. Let's say v'nisher b'meno lachers manachos. So now it's been left over after the time of the time to eat. It's ready the next day. It's no sar. Oso hanishar nikra nosar. That is now called nosar, or let's say it's a korban shlama. We have two nights to eat it, okay? And va'asar la'ochlo. You're not allowed to eat it. you were transgressing aver of eating no sar, okay? But what do you have for sure in your pocket? But you got atonement for it.
Yeah,
for sure you got atonement. Because it was sprinkled fine, everything was fine. Let's say korban chatas. Korban chatas, the Kohanim get to eat the korban chatas. They only got that night to eat the korban chatas. So let's say the some of the meat is left over, and it's the next day. Okay, fine. Now, and somebody eats it. That's really bad. You ate no, sir.
Well,
whatever.
It's all you've been granted.
But the atonement's already, it can't destroy the atonement. A sin of action that's after the Zrikas have happened doesn't mess things up.
Not a new sin on the record.
There's a different sin. There's a sin called of eating no, sir. But the person has atonement. Because Hare Omer Badam, because it says by blood. I've placed it for you on the Mizbech, lechaper, to bring atonement. The blood is placed on the Mizbech to bring atonement. Once the blood gets to the Mizbech properly, even if you're messing up badly afterwards, nischapra ba'al, the ba'al gets kapara, the nirtzah korban, and the korban is accepted by Hashem. Okay? However, but by pigol, where it says, other words, it says, hey, ochel, ye ochel, if you shall eat those things with the pigolized thoughts, you get karis lefichach. And now the rule is, ein mispagel eladur, we only can make pigol something, sheyesh matirim, something that has a theoretical permissibility if it would have been shechted properly. Now, this whole idea, theoretical possibility, is going to be developed in the 17th chapter. So that's why I don't want to go there now. Bein la'odom, bein la'mizbech, regardless if it's for the person to eat the meat or the mizbech to consume the meat, question really explained. So pigol is for something that really would be okay, meaning to say what? It was done, everything was done good. It's like, it's a korban, it's ready to go. Everything's amazing, it's perfect, 100%. But you thought the wrong thoughts. Now, we're going to see, not here, but later, you know, what if you have a pigol thought on something that could never be a korban? As we'll see, that's not going to be a problem. You'll see. But anyway, but we're just showing you the difference between thought and action. Mm-hmm. So now he delineates, and I don't know why he's going to delineate now and repeat it again in Dalit. I'm not sure really why he's repeating it. So now, where is the bad thought a problem for korbanos? Echad zevach shechashibo achas mishalosh machshavos elu. It doesn't matter if you have any one of these three thoughts of pigol, different name, different place, different time, although there's different levels of the punishment, but it's still called pigol. Okay? Now, at which four critical processing points? Shechita, slaughtering, if you have the wrong thought. O shechash b'shas kabbalah, or when you receive the blood, kabbalah is the second important process. O b'shas haylacha, when you're bringing the blood to the altar. And then finally, obeis rikos al mizbech, when you sprinkle it. Those are the four critical avodos. And I don't know why, he just says the same thing again now, but he's going to parallel. We have three types of korbanos. You've got korbanos of animals, how you process an animal. You got a korban, how you process a bird. You got a korban, how you process a mincha. And they're going to have different critical components. Nimtzes comes out, lomei chebarbo avodos, these four avodos, Hazevach nifsel b'shachar. By a korban animal, there's four junctures, as we said. Bashchita, the soldering, kabal, the receiving the blood, haylachazom, taking the blood, ubizirakazom, mizbech, when you spring on the mizbech. But vaha'of, a bird, is much less avoda there. There's only two critical components. Bishnevar and b'malik, remember, there's no shchita at all. By shechting, you shech it, tons of blood's coming out. We got to catch the blood. We got to move the blood. We got to sprinkle blood. A bird, it's simple. You just, whoop, you do malika from the back. It doesn't spritz out a lot of blood. And now you just take it, and you take the blood, and you either crush it against the thing or put a little bit there. But it's only two avodos. It's malika and mitzvah, them kvetching out along the side. It's only two critical avodos. That's just all I have. So you only could have pigol in two avodas by a bird, but four by behema. And vav, what about a mincha? Va minachas vit hanikmatzos, a mincha that requires a komates to be taken from. Not all get a komates. For example, which one doesn't get a komates? Clearly, a kohen's mincha.
Right.
Because he's not entitled to any of it, so there's no komates taken. But a standard mincha that has a komates, a fistful taken out, Also, Barbara has four critical parts that will parallel the korban of an animal. Bakmitza. Kmitza is when you're separating. That's sort of like paralleling the shechita. You know, shechita where you separated part of the animal, so to speak. So now, kmitza, I've taken the part out I want. Okay, then what happens? What do you do after the komets? What's the next process? Unasinas hakomets, you put it into a ministering vessel. That's sort of like Kabbalah's Hadam, right, so to speak. Then, Bahilachas hakomets, now you take the komets and walk it over the Mizbeach. That's like taking the blood. And then, Ubisrikoso al ha'esh, and then you burn it on the fire. So that fits in really well to that. So that fits. So now we've got 10 avodas, as it were. 4 by animals, 2 by birds, 4 by menachos that require comates. Now, these are the thoughts you should not have, and this is a precise time. Zion is going to say, what about the wrong thoughts at other times, before these 4 critical times?
Or after?
Or after. Basically, it's not going to be a problem. But if you're going to think of other things besides this, meaning to say that different times, that's what it means, okay, because it's not going to be a problem. What happens after you've slaughtered the animal? There's other things you do. You first strip off the flesh from it, right? Nituach, you skin it. Right. What if you have a bad thought when you're skinning the animal? I'm skinning the animal, and we're going to end up eating it too late.
Doesn't matter.
Or when you're cutting it up into pieces, that's another part of the avoda. When you bring the fats that are meant to be burned on the mizbeach. When you're mixing the mincha with the oil, that's after you've already. That's before you've done any of the komates business. When you're bringing the mincha after it's been taken care of. These are all either before or after situations over here. Basically saying if you do anything before the critical ones for any one of these types of korbanos, or after the critical ones, that machshava doesn't do anything.
Before the critical one or even between critical ones?
There's no such thing as in between.
No, it's
only these four. It's these four and nothing else. It's these four. Generally, before. Okay, technically, I don't know if you're in a rush to start stripping off the animal before you burn it, maybe, but that doesn't matter. It's these four.
Yeah,
and whatever it doesn't fit into that, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter any one of the three types. That alone, just thinking. Now, other things could mess things up, unless you become tamei. That's a different issue. But we're talking about thinking. Can the thinking affect the korban in terms of it not being accepted? And now, if you can't eat the meat. So that's only these four, these thoughts, these three different general types of thoughts, during these either 4, 2, or 4 specific avodos. Not the other ones, do not mess it up at all. Now, in Ches, he's going to talk about other thoughts that you might think are really pretty bad thoughts, but they don't fit the precise criteria of the types of thoughts you have. Of specifically, when we were specifically with Shinu Hashem, was you thought that Korban, instead of being an Ola, you're making it a Chatas. Instead of for Chaim, you're doing it for Beryl.
Right.
That's the two. Then you want a different place. You had three, you're planning on either burning, sprinkling, or eating in a different place. If you're when you were shechting it, right? Or you're planning on burning, sprinkling, or eating in a different time. Those are the ones. Now, the next ones you're going to list are a little bit similar, but then I'm not including it's a bad thought, but it's not a bad thought that's going to render it puzzle, and it's
right.
Zero. That's what I'm going to list on this whole long ches. All thoughts that aren't too great, but they really do not become official pigal thoughts, and therefore it doesn't mess it up, even though they're very close to it. All right? And if what if a person would think during these 4 avodas, elu, o bechulan, or even all 4 of them, at all 4, he has this all bad thought, any different type of not great thought, besides these 3 broad categories, that thought doesn't mess up anything. We're not going to give you an A+ for kavana and avoda, for sure not. It's not going to be the highest level korban you ever brought in your life, but it will not render it pigul. And that's all we're worried about right now. Kate said, let's say for example, hamachashev, let's say a person was thinking the following, bishas, shchita, vekabola, veilochas rika. Even if he was thinking all 4 times, doing shechting, accepting the blood, taking the blood, springing the blood, let's say he wants like this, It's a passive bad thought. A passive bad thought. We've been talking about active bad thoughts. I'm doing this to eat it the wrong day, to eat it the wrong place, to eat it the wrong time. Right? That's a thought of doing an active thing. What if I'm thinking to do something passively wrong, such as lahaniach dam hazevach? I'm just going to leave the blood of the offering, oei murav, or the piece of meat that got to be burnt, lamacher. I'm going to just leave it till tomorrow. Now, what did we say is the wrong thought? I want that I'm going to eat it tomorrow. I'm going to sprinkle it tomorrow. It's that thought. Now, if I would ask you, if the guy said, well, I'm just going to leave it till tomorrow. Well, that sounds like a pretty bad thought, doesn't it? Because you willfully want it to become nosar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave the blood till the next day. Well, effectively, I can't sprinkle it anymore. And if anybody would sprinkle it, it wouldn't work. But all he says, well, I didn't say what if I'm going to sprinkle it. I'm just going to leave it. You're supposed to sprinkle it that day. I'm going to leave it till overnight. I'm going to leave the meat overnight. So even though it's not a great thought, and if that really happens, the meat can't eat it anymore, can't sprinkle the blood anymore, right? But let's say you actually did differently. You said when I shecht the animal, I thought I'm going to just leave the blood till tomorrow. That's your thought. Now, of course, all these thoughts of people, but the action wasn't what you thought. Remember, in all these cases of people, you really did everything fine. During the Shechita, you said, I'm going to sprinkle it tomorrow. But then you went and sprinkled it 5 minutes from now the right way. It's still Pigel, right? But we're speaking about, the guy said, well, I'm shekel, but I'm going to leave the blood to labor. Now, if I'd ask you, you'd say, well, that's testament to the same thing.
Right.
But I'm saying it's not. Because it has to be a Pigel thought of action that's going to happen afterwards, not of inaction. Remember, it's only a thought, so it's got to be a really bad thought. So it's got to be a bad thought of action. A bad thought of passive sin is not bad enough to render it pigel. So if he thinks when he's doing these avodas, I'm going to leave the blood of the korban or the meat for tomorrow. Oh, I'm thinking to lehotzia chutz lazar, to take it out of the azara, but not to eat it outside the azara, not to burn it outside. I'm just going to take it out of the azara. Oh, shechasav lizer gadam ala kevesh, or I'm going to sprinkle the blood, not on the, where do you sprinkle the blood usually? On the what do you call it, the corners or the walls or whatever,
now
on the walls.
The
I'm going to do it on the ramp.
But you can slip if you do it on the
ramp. Shalokana, and not opposite the foundations. Even on the ramp, it might be good. It's over the yesod.
Is that a thought of wrong place?
No, because it's not the wrong place to be out of the azor. That's the real wrong place. It's not so far away. You know, it's pretty close. It's
this
like
is commission, it is. It is. About it.
Yeah, but it's not such a bad commission. Oh. Litain es hanitonin lamalo lamata. Or let's say when you got a sprinkle above the red line or below the red line. And he thinks I'm going to sprinkle what should be above. I want to sprinkle below. What if I sprinkle below? I want to sprinkle above. Those are ready, even though it's an act, but it's not way off. Remember, way off means you want to go and sprinkle it, you know, outside of the azara. So here you're close, but just not close enough. Let's say the blood is supposed to go on the outer mizbeach. Instead, you're thinking, I'm going to do mizbeach pnimi in the inner mizbeach. Or what has to really go on the inner mizbeach, I thought I wanted on the outer mizbeach. Or I want to bring the blood of a chatas inside the heichal. Or I think that people who are tamei will eat it.
Ooh.
I'm going to have tamei people eat it. Well, that's not the thoughts we elucidated on. Oh, shakrivu tamei, or I'll have them bring it as their tamei, or sure, so I'll have people who have other psuli avoda. Let's say I'm shechting, but I'm thinking to give it to a kohen as tamei to do the zrika, or something like that. I'm going to mix the blood of this good korban with blood of a puzzle korban. Alright? korban pesach, you're not allowed to break the bones. Well, when I'm shechting this korban, I think during the meal I'm going to break the bones, which you're not allowed to do. Or I'm going to eat it raw. which you're not allowed to eat raw. That's a special lav. In other words, you're talking about other averos associated with this, but it's not these specific three. Or if he plans on burning the specific chatas that is meant to be burned not on the Mizbeach, but outside of Yerushalayim, but not at the right time. In other words, it's a korban that's supposed to be burned outside, but not inside. In other words, this whole thing of pigel is something that's supposed to be inside Mizbeach burned. Few things are burned outside, right? And if you think for outside ones who at the wrong time or the wrong place, that's not, pigel is only stuff that's done inside. All these other bad thoughts, the gzevach is kosher. Because remember, you did everything correctly. So the thoughts, it's very specific. 8 specific thoughts. Nothing else is going to meet that criteria. That's basically all the Rambam said. One second, we'll just finish this halacha. 2 more lines. V'cheinim choshev b'shas k'mitz as a mincha. Same thing when you do the k'mitz of the mincha. U'b'shas the son of the kli, or when you put the mincha, the chometz into the kli. U'b'shas halacha, when you're walking with it. U'b'shas k'mitz, when you sprinkle the aleish on the fire. Same thing. If, let's say, I was thinking outside of these 8 thoughts, let's say, l'haniach kum so levon so machar. I'm just going to leave the chometz over till the next day. Or I'm going to leave the levon over the next day. I'm just going to take it outside. Harezuk share, they're all kosher because they're bad thoughts, but not the ones that make a difference. Yes?
Is there any kind of concept, like if somebody's mind is wandering, like we have tach de dibur, like he thinks it for a second and he catches himself right away?
I don't know.
How long do you have that thought? Is it fleeting? You know,
I don't know.
So the thing here, though, is that we said the other night about the coin, not every coin is so scholarly, and he's only doing a couple days a year anyway, so are they going to know these details? Like, he could think something, but nobody else knows what he's thinking. He has to make a decision.
Well, just like, you're right, just like any time a person doesn't have hair, doesn't tell anybody, will be no wiser. He's got to be honest.
No, I know, but he may be honest, but he just may not.
Okay, how about this, Shelley? How about you have a very nice nanny in the house? She's a wonderful woman, and she just, you know, doesn't remember that you can't mix meat and milk, and she served your chult with meat and milk. She did. No, I'm just saying it was. So you're right. It really should be pigel, but nobody knows. Let's say you're the innocent Jew who gave it a coin. You didn't know he's wandering coin brain. And you gave it to him. He says, here, Shalom, I'm very happy. Here's your coin. Now go eat your piece of meat. Have your breads and everything. And you never knew he was wandering. So, you know, Hashem can't punish you. He can't give you kares.
Does your...
Well, in the grand scheme of things, it was apostle Corbin, but you never knew. Listen, if you don't know, you don't know. You know, when you come to Shemayim, they'll let you know.
You get upstairs, they inform you.
You know, I mean, that's like anything. So it has not even with mind anything. Even,
yeah, I understand.
Let's say the coin was Tommy. He didn't tell anybody. He didn't tell anybody.
So what about liability? Like, you spent money on this.
So I don't know. We'd have to look in the Choshen Mishpat realm to know what the liability is. I haven't gotten to there yet. Maybe not.
But then he's got an incentive not to admit that he messed up.
You know, same thing with you have with judges. We learned that already. Yeah. Some judges have to pay for the mistakes. Some don't. Remember, depending on the degree of sophistication they have, right? Some have to pay. Some don't. So I don't know. I haven't yet gotten to the part. What Kohanim's. Okay, let's do one more short.
Quick question: if a Kohen gives me a piece of non-kosher meat. I get the sin. If he gives me pigle meat...
Did he tell you?
No, he doesn't know, let's say. He just, he did it wrong.
Okay, so it affects your neshama, but you're not guilty for it.
Right.
Okay, let's do one more. It's a short one. Test. Kfar Bayan already learned, Shohaylocha shalo beregle in alocha. Remember, one of the 4 stages is when you walk with the blood. So we learned earlier in this learning that what if you're walking but not with your feet?
Then it's not walking.
In other words, the blood's moving, but not because you're walking, holding them. That's not called halacha. You know, a lafika. Let's say you're just stretching your hand. Let's say you have a really long hand. You could stretch it all the way from where you shechted it and take it to the corner. You didn't actually walk with your feet, you know, or you crawl or whatever. So if you move it without walking, it's not considered one of the 4 main avodas that would passel it. That's what he's saying. But let's say you walk in a place where you're not supposed to go, circuitously, On the other hand, hareza haylacha. Let's say you shechted the animal, generally many korbanos on the south or the north side of the mizbeach, right? So now the quickest way is to make a left turn, and you'll come very close to where you could do the zrika. The guy, that's the haylacha. Guy decides to go a rock all the way around there, here, there, here, here, here. Anybody, I'll get there eventually. I'm getting there. Now, is that considered haylacha? Yes, we learned that before as well. A circuitous walking is still considered halacha. So very interesting. So therefore, any bad thought, even though, wait a minute, I don't need to be walking over here. I need to be walking here. But it's considered halacha, so a bad thought will pass on that situation. So let's see. So Kate, let's have an example. Let's say Kibbalah, unless he received the blood, he's just standing in his place. He stretches his hand. That's how I moved it. I'm a real long-handed fellow. And I moved it all the way over. And as I was stretching, I thought a bad thought. Well, that's not called halacha, right? When he was stretching out his hand, he thought a bad thought, so that will not render it unfit because it wasn't an accepted halachic halacha. Right. Let's say he received the blood and he was fairly close to the mizbeach. But when he went, he didn't go straight to the mizbeach, but he wandered around. And he does it, took chutz, doesn't mean outside the azara. It means circuitously. Okay, and while he's circuitously walking, it's not like if he's even walking back, he's walking away, but it's part of his long path, and now he has the wrong thought of the wrong time, to burn it at the wrong time, let's say, because I think that, areza poseles, that will make it possible.
Walking.
Okay, because that's all considered halacha. Okay, excellent.